Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Today on Telling Future Generations, I would like to share with you a midsummer report for the ministry of CEF here in Illinois. Because of the COVID-19 situation, this summer we had to be creative in the way that we trained our high school and college age summer missionaries serving with CEF. Instead of a combined training school that we usually hold at Camp Gnus in Washington, Illinois each year, unfortunately it had to be canceled for the whole summer. We had our training school instead at four different location sites held simultaneously across the state through a combination of video technology and also in-person live training. I'm so thankful for the gifted staff that the Lord has blessed us with, who made this unique way of doing training possible through their extra committed efforts and also for the technology and skills that made it all work. What was even more amazing to me is that we had just as many, if not more, summer missionaries trained this year to teach Friday clubs than we even had last year. Right now, every day of the summer, we have teams of CEF summer missionaries and staff who are teaching backyard Bible clubs, 5-day clubs, all across the state. In central Illinois, just in this area alone, we have already had over 15 5-day clubs reaching over 200 children. They're mostly being held in homes and people's backyards meeting outside through social distancing. What is also amazing this summer is that not only has the Lord provided for us summer missionaries, but also the Lord is bringing the children to these clubs in even larger numbers than we have seen before. At our state office, for example, last week, we had over 25 children that we had to put up two tents and put down even more individual foam mats for each of the children for social distancing and spacing. At another Friday club, we had such an overflow of children that the host there had to set up another long picnic table for the children to spread out so they would have places to sit while they soaked in God's Word. But it's not all about the number of summer missionary teams or the number of clubs or the number of children, because ultimately this ministry is not about us. It's about the Lord and what He is doing in the lives of the children and bringing them to Himself. Just this week, I received both a card and also a follow-up text from a grandmother whose granddaughter had attended a 5-day club in Decatur just a few weeks ago. She said in the text, "I wanted to share with you that my granddaughter asked Jesus to be her Savior. She has been very quiet and thoughtful since going to 5-day club last week. She told her mother that she asked Jesus into her heart as her Lord and Savior. I talked with my granddaughter and shared verses from the Bible and asked questions. She definitely understands that she needs a Savior. We prayed together. She is 10 years old." And then this grandmother went on to say, "This is my first grandchild who is also adopted to respond to God's drawing her to Himself. I am so happy because yesterday was the second anniversary of their adoption, and today she is adopted into God's family. Such a joy." You know, as sweet as this story is, it gets even sweeter because this grandmother who sent this testimony to me used to be, years ago, a CEF summer missionary serving in the Decatur area teaching 5-day clubs back in the 1970s. In fact, it was through CEF that she met her future husband, who used to drive her around as she taught children all summer long, going from club to club, and her husband of over 40 years, who recently passed away. He also had a connection to CEF, where he came to Christ as a little boy through a CEF Gnus club held in his home. You know, it's like the blessings of the Lord keep coming back full circle. So just as this grandmother so many years ago stepped out to serve the Lord, to bless others, to bless the children with the gospel in the Decatur area, God then blessed her with a Christian husband where they raised a Christian family. And now she is blessed again and being part of one of the first 5-day clubs that we have had back in the Decatur areas that we haven't had for so many years, where her granddaughter then attended. And now God has brought her first grandchild to Himself, and this same grandmother has been part of the first fruits in seeing her grandchildren come to Christ. Praise the Lord. You know, there are so many other stories that I could share with you, but what I am seeing and hearing from the harvest field here in Illinois is that God's word is not bound, and God is still going before us, even in the midst of a statewide, nationwide, and worldwide pandemic. And it is the Lord who is bringing the children unto Himself and giving them a heart for Him, a heart for His word, and a heart to bring God's word to others. Just this week at our daily devotional time with the students, Jill Hostetler, my assistant state director who oversees all the ministry here in Central Illinois, she shared with me that a little girl came back to tell her that she believed in Jesus. Jill said to the little girl, she said, "Well, that's great. Well, when did you do that?" The little girl who had been coming to Phi Day Club each day said, "Well, last night. I thought about it and knew that I wanted to believe on Jesus and ask him to be my Savior." Again, praise the Lord. You know, God who created the heavens and the earth has also gone before and created the hearts of his people, including the children with God-sized hearts that only he himself can fill, giving them both the grace and the faith alone to trust in him and in his eternal Son for salvation. But not only has God went before us and given the children a heart for him, but also he has given to them a heart and even a hunger for his word. One precious little girl wanted to come to a Phi Day Club this week with her friend, but because she has underlying health conditions, her parents understandably just didn't think that it was best for her to come. So this little girl asked her friend if she could FaceTime the Phi Day Club using her phone. That day at the club, her friend sat near the front and held up her phone so that all the time while our summer missionaries for 60 minutes were doing songs and games and teaching memory verse and the missionary story and the Bible lesson, the other little girl back in her home on her phone could see and hear all that was happening, and she could sit and listen to God's word as being taught not only to the children at the Phi Day Club, but also right there in her home through her phone. You know, stories like that remind me of stories in the Bible where people moved heaven and earth just to hear Jesus, to get close to Jesus, and to hear his word. Who could forget about the story of the paralytic man who had such committed friends that they would literally lift up rooftops all so they could lift down their friend and bring him to Jesus? Or what about Zacchaeus, who hiked down the road and climbed up a sycamore tree just to see Jesus, and then immediately when Jesus saw him, he jumped down from the tree at the thought of Jesus being with him and Jesus coming to his home? Or what about Martha and Mary in the Bible? You know, Martha reminds me of me and of us adults who are running around like a chicken with her head cut off, trying to manage and wrap our heads around all the stresses of this life, while Mary, her sister, probably her younger sister, reminds me of that little girl in Phi Day Club through FaceTime who would move heaven and earth and direct all of her energy and efforts just so that she could see and hear more about Jesus and learn about God's word. You know, no wonder Jesus loves the children. We as adults, we need to not only be more like children, we need to remember that Jesus himself said that he wants the children to not only know about him, but to come to him. That means it is our job as adults, as parents and caregivers, and even as the body of Christ, the church, to make a way for the children in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, and even, yes, by opening up our backyards and doing everything that we can in any way that we can so that the children can come to Jesus and hear about him. Remember, Jesus said in Mark 10:14, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Do not hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of God." And then in Matthew 18, the Bible says that Jesus said, "Truly, I say unto you, except you be converted, born from above, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." You know, it's clear from both of these verses that children are part of the kingdom of God too. And this is the reason why Jesus came into the world, to seek and to save that which was lost, which also includes children, so that by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, children, even these little ones, can come to Jesus and savingly believe on Jesus, all by his grace and by the power of his word and through the regenerating power and work of the Holy Spirit. What else is there to say except praise the Lord? For salvation is of the Lord, and salvation is through the Lord, and salvation is to the Lord from start to finish, which includes God's sovereign work by his word in the hearts and lives of the children. This summer, we are not only seeing God go before us and giving children a heart for him and a heart for his word, but also a heart to bring God's word to others. Our summer missions project that we have this year is to raise funds to buy Bibles for the children of Uganda. 70% of the Christians in the country of Uganda and East Central Africa do not have a Bible of their own. Children in Uganda in the schools are taught about the Bible, but most children, 70% of them, do not have a Bible. Uganda is an English-speaking country. English is the official language spoken and taught in the schools. And so it's our goal to raise enough funds to send 5,000 Bibles to Uganda, Lord willing, next year in 2021, when we hopefully are able to reschedule our mission trip that we had originally planned to go to Uganda. The cost is $2 per Bible, which covers the cost of the Bible and also the shipping charge that will probably be shipped by boat. Already, we have seen children in Illinois rally to this project to raise money for the Bibles for the children in Uganda. Even before the pandemic hit with COVID-19 and all of that back in the spring, Peoria Christian School, before all the schools were shut down, their middle school in 1 week raised over $2,000 to cover the cost for the first 1,000 Bibles. That is amazing. Then in 5-day clubs this summer with the missions project, when the children heard about it, the children and the families and even the hosts of the club, they responded in amazing ways. For example, one little boy in Washington, Illinois, just this week decided to do a lemonade stand. And in less than just a couple of days, he raised over $60 by himself through this lemonade stand for the Bibles for Uganda. Children in clubs across the state we're hearing are getting so excited about this Bibles for Uganda missions project that some of our teams, they have to keep raising up the goal day by day because the children, they keep exceeding it. One club totally blew past the goal so early in the week that the host of the 5-day club said that if they would raise, you know, such and such amount, that she would take a pie in her face. Well, the children, they gladly met that goal with 2 days yet to spare. And so the host came back and said, okay, if they reach the next goal, then one of the star missionaries, they would take a pie in their face. Well, you probably don't need me to tell you the rest of the story, but now all of our star missionaries in that one 5-day club are preparing to take a pie in the face. All of these are just fun ways to give incentives for the children as a gift from their hearts for Jesus. But what is really behind the goals, the pies in the faces, and these precious lemonade stands? It's the heart of children who know God, who know God's Word, who want children in other places and in other lands to know about God and His Word too, but most of all, so that they would know about God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people may look at a pandemic and think ministry at this time and this place and in our communities within our state is just not possible right now. I beg to differ. We've already seen just a taste of what God can do. God's word is not bound, and the gospel is still the power of God unto salvation. We must find a way, any way we can, safely as possible, to carry on Jesus' last command, the Great Commission. Jesus died and rose again and ascended into heaven. He is now seated at the right hand of God the Father and has not only purchased for us our salvation, but He is interceding for us, His people, on our behalf. One day in God's time, not our time, the Lord will return and everything and all things will be put under His feet, and Christ shall reign forever and ever. In that day, the great day of the Lord, when Jesus comes to set up His eternal kingdom and there is a new heaven and a new earth, there will be no sorrow, no sickness, no plagues, no death, and we, His people, shall reign with Him and be with Him and He with us, our God, forever. But until that day, when Jesus comes, what time is it? It's harvest time. It's Great Commission time. Despite hardships or trials or even the midst of worldwide pandemics, our call, our commission has not changed, has not rescinded. It's Great Commission time. It's a time of gospel proclamation of our great God and only Savior that must be shared with all people, including the children. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," which includes to every person, even to the children in our backyards, to the children of Uganda, and the children around the world. We so much appreciate your prayers as we are only midway through our summer ministry outreach to the children here in Illinois. If you would like to host a 5-day club in your backyard, it's not too late. We do still have some openings for the end of July through early August. But most of all, we appreciate your prayers and your support. Please pray that God, that He would continue to go before us and bring the children unto Himself, giving them a heart for Him, a heart for His Word, and also to stir up within them, the future generations, a continued heart to bring God's Word to others. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.